Good morning, thanks for tuning in. The local share market's going to get off to a slightly weaker start to trade on Friday. The futures in after hours trade finished with a slight loss of just under a tenth of 1%. They were catching up with a recovery that was seen in late trade for US markets, but not quite able to breach that barrier between positive and negative territory. So that's something worth keeping an eye out in early trade, whether or not the markets do in fact catch up to that better finish that we saw on Wall Street in particular, but doesn't necessarily capture the complexity of the story that we saw last night. Because on the one hand, where European markets were concerned in particular, investors certainly focused on the slowing growth picture compared to US markets taking a more optimistic view of things ultimately where stocks were concerned. So why don't we just quickly reflect on what happened in Europe, because it's quite meaningful. Investors there were preoccupied with a range of growth measures which were below expectations. We saw Eurozone manufacturing activity fall to its lowest levels in 22 months within that measure. Importantly, new orders were substantially weaker, falling to their lowest levels since May 20. German factory activity was at a 23-month low. So that was why you saw European interest rates fall. So German Bunds, a 10-year Bund, was down by around 21 basis points to about 1.42%. That is a substantial rally where interest rate markets are concerned. And what that is telling us is that interest rate markets are predicting that there will be a slowdown in activity in the medium term, either through organic outcomes or indeed the potential for central banks to be too aggressive with their rate hikes. So that saw European markets suffer quite considerably. The German DAX was down by about 1.8% at the end of the session. In London, the FTSE was down by about 1%. And as far as the US session was concerned, markets started off in positive territory, fell away, and then were able to recover by the close of trade. Again, there were a range of growth outcomes which were subpar in the US. The Kansas City measure of factory activity fell substantially in the last month from around 23 points to 12 points, so a considerable retreat amongst other measures that were showing a similar story. And it was the same pathway that we saw for US interest rates last night as well. They were matching their European peers in terms of the fall. So the 10-year Treasury note, from its peak to its trough, fell by 15 basis points. So that's a significant move. 2-year interest rates also moved substantially lower from their peak to their trough, down by around 22 points. So interest rate markets are factoring in a recession, or certainly a moderation in activity. And that is interesting, because the stock market didn't actually necessarily key off that last night. The S&P 500, having spent a little bit of time in negative territory, rose by 1%. The Dow was up 0.6%. The Nasdaq up by 1.6%. But within that, there was still a deal of conservatism in terms of the sectors that performed well. So healthcare, consumer staples, and utilities were an example of some caution being shown when it came to the stock side of things. So the other element to what happened in the US last night was the US Fed chairman testifying in front of the House of Representatives Financial Services Committee. He spoke about the US labor market being unsustainably hot and the US Fed being far from its inflation target. So again, that sort of was a factor that was helping markets consider that there will be a slowdown in the medium term as interest rates rise on the part of the central bank in its effort to contain inflation. And he also said that the Fed is unconditional in its commitment to curbing inflation. So pretty strong words there. And again, they were factors that contributed to that moderation in terms of growth expectations. So on the local front today, we don't have much in the way of economic news to look at, but the US, rather the RBA governor, will be speaking at a panel of central bankers. I think he's zooming it in. It's going to be held in Zurich, so that might actually be something to look at, although we have heard a lot from the RBA governor over the course of recent time, so it might not necessarily be something to move the needle. The Aussie dollar recovered a little bit last night. It's trading around 69 US cents.